Hello. This is Kenny Roberts. I want to say hello especially to Wayne Daniel from down there in Chamblee, Georgia, and to all of you at the Association of Old Picture Record Collectors annual meeting in Greensboro, North Carolina. I hope you're all having a great time. And what a nice convention, the Vogue Picture Record Collectors. Isn't that something? And Wayne asked me if I would say something about my Vogue recordings. And of course, some of you may be aware that I was on the Vogue label, had Out Where the West Winds Blow, a yodeling song, my first yodeling record. And I still sing it on some of my shows. I'm gonna saddle up my pony and ride away out where the west winds blow. A little sample of Kenny Roberts singing and yodeling to you there, like I did on the Vogue Picture record. And of course, I was with the Down Homers. I was only about 19 years old. I just shortly turned 19. I was working out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. WOWO Hoosier Hop Barn Dance with quite a few artists on the station, like Judy and Jim, who was also on Vogue, Nancy Lee and the Hilltoppers. They were also on the Vogue Picture Record label. And we all worked together on different radio shows each day on WOWO Fort Wayne, as well as a Saturday night coast-to-coast radio barn dance in 1946 and 47. And in fact, I was there in 44 for a little while before I went to the Navy. And but then it was, Vogue put out such a beautiful record and such colorful displays. I have maybe 8 or 10 different ones in my collection that I have on my wall in my office here. I live in a little small town in Athol, Massachusetts right now. I went to school here. I wasn't born in this town, but I did live here for a few years. Moved here when I was 8 years old to Athol. Most of my life has been in the Midwest and the South. But I moved back to my school days home maybe about 15 years ago when I got remarried again in 1975 to my lovely wife, Betty Ann. And she was from the South Shore of Boston, grew up in Hingham and Cohasset and all around the ocean side. So she wanted to stay in New England. I don't blame her. It's beautiful up here. But anyways, getting back to Vogue, a lot of times people think Bill Haley was on the Vogue Picture Record label, but he wasn't on the Vogue Down Homer sessions that I did with the Down Homers. The members were Kenny Roberts, of course. I played the upright bass fiddle and the guitar, and Shorty Coote and Guy Campbell, who were the leaders of the Down Homers. We also had Lloyd Cornell playing rhythm guitar, who was deceased, and also Guy Campbell is deceased, who played electric lead guitar on the Vogue sessions, and also Colorado Bob Mason. He's on one side of my second Vogue record. He sang Baby, I Forget All About You, and he was the other member of the Down Homers of the Vogue sessions. So Bill Haley definitely was not on the sessions of the Down Homers and Kenny Roberts. Shorty Coote played steel guitar and nice gentleman. In fact, as Shorty's still living, runs a big music store in Fort Wayne, Indiana, Music Manor. If you ever want to reach him, he'd love to hear from you, I'm sure. And we recorded these Vogue records in January of 1946, and they were held in Detroit, and it was a new label, and I think it was Harry Smythe who was running the Hoosier Harp barn dance and the stage shows that we'd perform in different towns. I think it was Harry Smythe that made the contact for us to be on the Vogue, the new Vogue Picture Record label out of Detroit when we was in Indiana. So somehow we got on the label through him. And it was him that negotiated the deal and everything. I don't remember how much money we got or anything about it. It's been so far back in 1946. I can't remember who was in charge of the recording sessions, the producers, technicians, or anything like that. And I think we met Tom Safferty, the owner of the Vogue label, but I can't recall for sure. So Shorty Coote, Guy Campbell, and myself was the trio. I think I'd been back with the Down Homers maybe maybe a month from the military when we recorded for Vogue in January of 46. So I wasn't back very long from the Navy, and they did have Bill Haley with their group. And when they replaced me when I went in the Navy with a young singer, they let him know that Kenny Roberts would have his job back with the group when I got out of the service. And so Bill Haley understood that. And I taught him a lot of my yodels. He was a good, fairly good yodeler. And I taught him some of my yodels before I left, and I taught him how to play the upright bass fiddle, too. And he sang and yodeled in the group when I left for the Navy, of course. And so then when I came back, he went back to Philadelphia and went on to fame and fortune. Maybe a few years later, as you all know, with his rock and roll sound. And so that tells you a little bit about Bill Haley. So he definitely had gone back to Philadelphia by the time I had recorded in January of 46 with the Down Homers. And maybe he had been gone maybe a month, I guess. That isn't Bill Haley's picture on the records either. I'm going to have to straighten that out with the Encyclopedia of Country Music, of the Country Music Foundation in Nashville, that's for sure. I bet I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to have to set them straight on that. Bill Haley is definitely not in the picture on our Vogue records. The picture consists of Shorty Cook, Guy Campbell, Colorado Bob Mason, Lloyd Cornell, and Kenny Roberts. The photo on the records they used, I think, was made maybe in late 1945. I think I came back to them in October of 45, I think it was. And that picture was taken shortly after I came back with them. Well, that's a little Kenny Roberts there for you at your Vogue Picture Record Convention. Hope you've enjoyed me talking to you and doing a little yodeling to you. I got a letter this morning. It said I done you wrong. You got lots of money, but who's gonna be your honey? Who's gonna kiss you when I'm gone? Who's gonna kiss you when I'm gone? Who's gonna dry your tears away? Who's gonna sing a little song? Hey, hey, who's gonna kiss you when I'm gone?